This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mike Lindell of MyPillow will join us on the program today. A little later on this hour, Senator Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall for a full hour. It's Friday. It's Christmas. What's our Christmas music theme today? Does Brett do any Christmas music? Because I know it's
like, David Gates' birthday today.
Yeah, I like Brett. I like bread out of the oven. And
what you're saying is give us this day our daily bread.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly right. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome to What's On Your Mind. You can text us, 701-367-2054 for me, 701-226-8503 for Todd. And you can also, of course, call us. We'd love to hear from you. 701-258-0550. I'll just give you that number. We had lots of numbers you could call, but that one is always good. Put it in your speed dial. 701-258-0550 for the statewide What's On Your Mind on 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, 970 WDAY and 93.1 FM. KLTC, 1460 on the Western Edge, Dickinson, and booming to the Bakken, KTGO. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell's here. Kevin Flynn is here. Our producer is Chris Larson. Nobody better from his bunker at Luther Memorial Home. He's 24-7. This guy never stops. And, of course, Leah Backstrom as well, who is our wonderful digital. All things digital. All things digital, and that means if you missed something on the show, what was that number? What did they say? I want to have the... You can check out our What's On Your Mind Twitter feed. I want to play a little game here today. I don't know if you guys... You have a ding, 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 like game show winner kind of sound that we can find.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to reward CNN every time I see anything...
There you go.
...on the screen. I like that. On the screen or... you know, with a guest or a topic or whatever. I have it on in the studio. I should get hazard pay for this, but I actually have CNN on. And I want to see when they say anything like Hunter Biden under federal investigation. You know?
Oh.
Just give me a, you know, it's a factual story. I also want
to put the bell away, Todd.
I also want
to. I was going to say, I don't think I'll be needing that. But,
come on. They got to do it. I'm going to watch
it around,
nonstop.
But it might collect dust.
This story, the Hunter Biden story, you know about, if you're a listener to this program, you know about what was found on the laptop. You know about Peter Schweitzer's been on a couple of times, the author, talking about what he uncovered in his book. And, I mean, you know, years ago, right? So this is nothing new. But for all of you that believe what CNN reports is anything other than propaganda, I want you to... No, the word they most use, and all the critics most used, in response to the revelations about Hunter Biden. And I now believe that that laptop that was turned over, I think that was somebody poking the FBI. Because that investigation had been going on. And they didn't say anything. They didn't do anything. They acknowledge it. Now, after the election.
One guy did.
But Biden and his son are stone cold crooked.
There you go.
He said it many times. Said it at the debate. Was fearless about it. Now, back to my point on CNN. What was the number one word they used in referring to the Hunter Biden? All of the Hunter Biden accusations?
Hoax.
Discredited.
Discredited. Oh, there you go.
Discredited.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. What do they say now about... the allegations were related to voter fraud. All those have been what?
Discredited.
Discredited, yeah. So this is why
they're fake news. This is why they can't be trusted. This is a fine opportunity to point out just how crooked they are. So remember that. You see something in the Washington Post, New York Times, MSNBC, you know, the three big networks. Oh, it's discredited. Really? Really? Yeah. So now they're talking about the Pfizer vaccine and how the panel recommendation has put that out there. Help me, Todd. Help me, Kevin. Remember who it was that put in a operation to break down the walls of the normally bureaucratic effort for a vaccine. 10 years is the norm.
Mm-hmm.
They've done it in five. Nothing ever like this. Same thing with business, by the way. Big business, big pharma, all of them. They're, I mean, it's they're a bureaucracy.
Regulations, not so much
they're
anymore.
They're a bureaucracy. So who is it that deserves credit for leading that effort to get us warp speed of vaccine? Who would that be?
I would believe Donald John Trump is the answer you're looking for.
Yeah. Not on the screen either.
No.
Keep the bell handy.
No.
It may happen. Some wonders never cease. Arthur and Dickinson, let's get to you. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Arthur.
Hi, good morning. Say, I got a way to win that those two Senate races in Georgia. I want you to listen. I think this is a solid idea.
Bring it on.
When you have when you've got Donald Trump down there, and he could have a venue of 1,000 people at a rally. I'm sorry, 100,000 at a rally down there. If he told all 100,000 of those people to go stand in a 100-acre field in the shape of a heart, they would do it. Now, all he's got to do is tell those 100,000 people, I want you to each bring three people to the polls with you. That would, you know, that would be 300,000 people, and you could get 300 extra thousand people to vote for Trump in that, with that method. And it would win the race. And I need you to get that to Mike Lindell or to Senator Cramer to tell President Trump to go down there and ask those people to just bring three extra people to the polls with him.
Well, they're both on today, Arthur. The guest you mentioned, Mike Lindell and Senator Cramer, so we will definitely pass on your comment, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
I like the way you think. Because you're right, Trump can. Trump has a, yeah, and he has a unique way of motivating folks. You know, it's really unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. Look what happened this week with the Attorney General Wayne Stengem getting lots of advice from constituents. That doesn't happen. That's, I mean, that's like what is happening here, right? I mean, holy bucket! See, never seen anything like that. That's the Trump effect on politics. Bust through the swamp, don't want to hear it, find a way, do it. Pretty amazing. Texter says, Scott, read Joshua 7:7. I'm pretty sure they're referring to the good book. So let me grant their wish here. I'll read it aloud to our fine listeners. O Lord God, Joshua said, why did you ever bring this people across the Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to be destroyed? If only we had been content to stay on the other side of the Jordan. Why do you think that listener wanted me to read that particular passage? It's another question for you today here on the program. And while I'm at it, you know, Donald Trump announced a fourth participant in the peace deal in the Middle East this week?
I did see that.
That's more than every other president combined.
Combined, yeah.
It's more than every other president combined. Can I talk to liberals for a minute?
I don't know if they'll listen, but sure.
Why don't you like this guy? What is it you see in what he does?
He's so divisive and he's mean.
And a lot of them say that. I mean, is it divisive to have more Middle East peace agreements than any other president in history? Is that divisive?
That is a great question. Ha! Maybe the perfect question on that note.
I don't think that's divisive.
Not at all.
What I get a lot is tweets. He tweets too much. Like, all right, have you seen what the media does? His opponent's son is doing some of the most unspeakable things you can imagine. He's cashing in on the vice president's connections, obviously, and brought along to China and over there to the Ukraine.
The big guy.
The big guy, getting the big guy money. And what does the media do? They ignore him. So what does President Trump need to do? He needs to get his message out.
To his 80 million followers, so directly.
And he does it in a counterpunching kind of way, no question about it. He's a former New York City developer. All right, why else don't you like him? What could you not like about the economy? Obviously, the coronavirus has dealt the economy a blow, but Donald Trump didn't bring the China virus here. Some might argue the China virus was brought here to take out Donald Trump. That's how much China feared this person. We fear China and should fear China more than any other country as a threat to the United States of America. So don't you like the guy that's not afraid to take them on with trade deals and everything else? I don't get it. I don't get it. Maybe they'll wake up here before January 6th and maybe they'll join the Supreme Court.
Maybe.
No? No? Okay. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Christmas is my favorite time of the year, and nothing says the holiday spirit like a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its rugged, unrefined recipe is the essence of an old-fashioned Christmas. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. CrudeSpirits.com.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Oh, Dasher, top of Santa's shopping list, North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned to perfection, and kissed with a lick of fire. Its smooth taste is like Christmas in a bottle. Oh, 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 just right. CrudeSpirits.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Another Christmas classic for you on What's on Your Mind. Ella Fitzgerald. Smooth.
Arguably one of the best Christmas albums ever.
Smooth. Just listen to that. Never get tired of it. Hey, our friends at Pipers are the premier land management company in the upper Midwest. And what they do is manage their clients' farms and property for maximum economic return with prudent management, improvements, stewardship practices for the farm and farm resources so the land could be enjoyed by future generations. You want a pro on the job so you can trust. They're at 200,000 plus acres now of crop and ranch land in North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Missouri. Could Pfeiffer's Land Management help you with your farm operation? All you need to do is talk to current clients, and they'll tell you, hey, this works. It works. Pfeiffer's.com to find out more, or call them at 877-700-4099. List of the land and equipment auctions on there as well. So I have a nasty gram that I should read here probably, huh?
You do?
Okay, yeah, I do. Jan Jelliff sent me a nasty gram. She said, so Mr. Hammond, well, we're starting polite, although that's not necessary. Scott's fine. I understand you are quite proud of yourself for urging people to call Wayne Stengem about the Texas lawsuit.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm going to stop there. I didn't urge anybody to call anywhere. Our listeners called in, hopping mad that North Dakota had not joined yet, and they literally gave out the phone number, the web address, and everything else.
That's absolutely true.
I'm not hiding from it. I mean, we facilitated the conversation, but it was the people. It was our listeners that suggested. Jan, so you start with a paragraph of fake news. Let's go to the next paragraph. Can you not see that Mr. Trump is a deranged, narcissistic sociopath who will go to any length to steal this election?
Please don't tell me Wayne is Hitler, because that's going to be the next step. Everybody you disagree with is Hitler.
I'm thinking there's no hope for me to have a little common ground for Jan Jelliff here because
probably not.
She thinks Trump is deranged, narcissistic, sociopath. Why is the typical Trump hater like this? They're not like, I don't like him, and I, you know, sort of like, you know, Bush versus Gore. I don't know.
Well, I want to know what makes her think that he needs to steal anything. I mean, exactly.
Now she asks next, have you listened to Crazy Rudy and his pathetic band of so-called witnesses?
Okay. Crazy. Over 1,000 of them.
You're right. And they aren't so-called witnesses. They actually testified.
They are signed affidavits.
Before legislatures and sworn testimony. And courts and are telling stories. And by the way, they're being literally persecuted, harassed, losing employment as a result of coming forward from people like you, I'm afraid. Do you really believe the conspiracy theories of QAnon and the far-right crazies? According to Forbes, more than 50 lawsuits have already been thrown out. Okay, I got to do a fake news alert there.
Yeah.
When you talk about thrown out, there are very few cases of all these. First of all, cases do get denied, and then you appeal them. And if you're on your way to the Supreme Court, part of that's by design.
Somebody's been watching Chris Cuomo.
I'm afraid so.
Just saying.
Let me quick check CNN. Anything in the way of an update on? No. No. Still nothing on actual news.
So, yeah, Jan, they're not thrown out. They're not heard. And then they appeal and they move up.
Now, again, some have been denied in various courts. There's been hundreds of these. But they've done that in those particular courts. Very few times with actual evidence. In other words, where you're saying, this happened, that happened, and that happened. Ah, BS, I'm throwing you out. Okay, that has happened very few times.
Those are briefs usually on cases that aren't heard.
The merits, yeah, right. So the ones that are quote-unquote thrown out, again, are basically bumped up to the different court. And they're not thrown out.
They're just thrown back to who's ever charging, and they go to another court.
Right.
A higher court.
Right.
That's how it works.
Okay. So, you better read Forbes again. Anyway, back to it. What is to be gained by supporting this losing effort and undermining people's trust in our election system? Well, I'd turn that back on you. What's wrong with making sure every vote is as it's supposed to be and a legal vote so we all trust the election system? Why do you feel that you can insult all the good men and women across the country who work so hard during a pandemic to make the election free and fair? Well, I think a lot of people did work hard to make the election free and fair, and I've never insulted them, and I've insulted anybody other than people who are on film pulling out ballots and kicking everybody out of the room and feeding him into a machine and then seeing a big spike for Joe Biden. Shazam! Look at that! Everybody left. I pulled some boxes of ballots from under a table, and look what happened.
Nothing to see here, though.
Why do you think in this year of the pandemic that mail-in absentee ballots were not a valid way to vote?
Oh, jeez, Jen, come on. Really?
First of all, have you stood in line with some summer sausage from Cloverdale recently? Maybe a gallon of milk?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can do that, why can't you vote? Why can't you vote? It's bizarre to me. People say, oh, he can't go to church. Oh, he can't go to vote. Connect the dots.
Well, in answer to her question, absentee ballots, mail-in were not a valid way to vote. No signature matching? No verifications, Jen? Really? I mean,
on mail-in?
No.
Yeah.
It's not a valid. It's not valid.
It's nuts.
And you can't change the rules before the election and not do it through the legislature and not have it be accurate.
An absentee is, I'm going to be gone. I can't vote that day. Would you send me a ballot here? I am who I say I am, different in a mail-in ballot, where signatures are separated from the actual ballot. You can't verify that they're real.
Not at all.
Well, and once upon a time, they didn't hand out absentee ballots like candy in the first place. I mean, you had to have a pretty darn legitimate reason to not be there. Otherwise, if you don't care enough, if you did care enough, you'd find a way to go vote.
Yep.
But no, now let's stack the deck like that.
Snarky, liberal, condescending, ease. Here's the next one. How can you not see that there's no evidence to support Trump's claims?
I'll put that one back around, too.
Yeah,
wow.
I could.
Wow. Yeah, no
why
kidding.
Why do you think Trump has the right to overrule all the will of the people and invalidate the results of those legitimately voted for Biden and led him to victory? final little paragraph.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I've won on that note. Legitimately voted for Biden. I would be happy if every legitimate vote for Biden were the only votes that were counted, Jan. And then let's see where it lands.
I'm embarrassed, ashamed, and angry that Wayne Stengem chose to involve the state of North Dakota and participate in this Texas lawsuit. And I'm embarrassed, ashamed, and angry with you.
All right.
You notice Joe Biden, with a lack of campaigning, got that high a number of votes.
Stop it, Todd. You're giving him facts.
And yet, Donald Trump, with the whole rock star thing every place he went. By the way, the text of the day just came in. Todd, yep. I concur with your UGG size. The whole thing is bizarre beyond words.
There we go.
And we don't want to overrule.
Guys, I want to go to the
polls. I just want the will of the people and invalidate the results of legitimate votes. We don't want to do that. We want to validate legitimate votes, Jan.
William in Lisbon, you get a short time out here. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, here's the thing. The reason I can answer the question of why these people think this way. And I've got three brothers that think this way because all they do is they listen to the mainstream media. Okay? And 24 hours a day.
Oh? 24 hours a day. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. It's 24 hours a day of nonstop Trump is bad, Trump is bad, Trump is bad. And, that's what they believe. They think that they're...
So you think they're indoctrinated by the mainstream media. They believe this stuff. They don't think for themselves, really? Gosh, that scares me. Nothing yet on CNN and Hunter Biden. I'm looking for you, folks. More coming.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More calls from Washington leaders for Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell to step down after a year-long investigation reveals his ties to a suspected spy from the Chinese Communist Party. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik on Fox.
What is truly disturbing and very sad irony, Eric Swalwell was the perpetrator of these baseless accusations and the phony Russia hoax. He owes his colleagues answers, he owes his constituents answers, and he should step down from the House Intelligence Committee.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defended her decision to appoint Swalwell and will keep him on the Intelligence Committee. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's case argues that the swing states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia unconstitutionally violated state election laws and therefore should not certify their election results to the U.S. House. One-third of all U.S. states and over 100 congressional leaders signed on to the challenge heading to the U.S. Supreme Court. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
By gosh, by golly.
Ah, there you go.
It's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countryside's covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle.
I'd like to have been with the guy that was writing that one.
Christmas presents. What does this presents present?
Pheasant! I left it! Pheasant!
Well, that name another song that uses pheasants in it. I mean, there aren't many, right?
I love it.
We have Christmas in South Dakota every year. Pheasant's always on the menu.
You know, I had a package arrive at the house the other day. Opened it up, and it is a bathrobe. And as it turns out, I was dire. My bathrobe was not cutting it at all. And I'm telling you what, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow have done it again, because this robe is something you need. This would be a great Christmas gift. Think of the look on their face to pull out a MyPillow robe. Incredible. That and other great deals. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. They even have MyPillow stocking stuffers, and there's memoirs, copies of the book, Mike's Memoir, What Are the Odds? Crack Addict to CEO. There's even children's Bible pillowcases. Go shopping. You're going to like it. And the man you can thank is on our newsmaker line, the one and only Mike Lindell, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I understand you're in Pennsylvania, so you're keeping the fight up, right? A little Trump March bus tour.
Yeah, I'm actually getting on the plane flying to Harrisburg, and I speak there, and then I'll be going from there to D.C. for the big ones tomorrow. There should be 2.3 million people show up tomorrow.
Wow.
Unreal. And, of course, this bus tour has been building momentum for that for the last 10 days or so, which has been great fun as well. By the way, if you have a question or comment for Mike, certainly welcome as always on the program, 701-258-0550. Last time you were on, we just gave you an opportunity to sort of update us what you're hearing. You're talking to Linwood, you're talking to Sidney Powell, you're talking to the Trump team, you're amongst the grassroots folks that are watching everything on pins and needles. Of course, now we have the Supreme Court challenge from Texas. What's your take on where we're at right now?
Well, it's about where I expected when I told you last time. It's great that all the states jumped on that could, or that, you know, there are quite a few anyway. I last count, I don't know, it was 21 or 22, I can't remember, but there, you know, this has to, according to many different views, they have to take the case, and I believe they will. If they don't, it would be just a travesty to our country and the world. And when they take it, all what they're doing is they're basically deciding if there was, if our Constitution was broke. I mean, these states like where I'm at in Pennsylvania, They did things that they can't do. The legislators have to do. So it's very, to me, it would be very cut and dry. It should be a 9-0 vote on the Supreme Court. All they're saying is this a green coffee cup or a purple coffee cup? I mean, it's so cut and dry that these states did this. Even some of the states, the irony is that some of these states that are taking it, to the Supreme Court have did the same or a similar thing. So, this needs to be addressed now because we can't have this going on in the future either besides the voter fraud. So I believe when the Supreme Court then, pulls these states down again from Joe Biden, and then it should go to, but it's the timing. I'm very confused. I was on a call last night with all of them, lawyers and each different team, and it's very confusing for me because this is on the December 14th here. This Monday, I believe. You're supposed to pick your president there, but these are anomaly times on president. So that's the kind of the unknown. But, you know, I guess once it's sitting with the Supreme Court, that's why they are the Supreme Court. They can pull these states down away from Biden so nobody gets 270. Then, these states individually, I believe that can, you know, all the fraud that's been, that they have that I've seen now, it's just unprecedented. It's the biggest fraud corruption I've ever seen in my life, I've ever heard about in world history. And that will all be exposed. But I think that it needs to go to the states where they do that one vote per state, and there are 26 Republican states, 22 Democrat, and then two split states. So there's about three pathways for Donald Trump to be our president for four more years. And I still have 100% confidence. God chose him for 8 years, not four.
So when you say three pathways, the Supreme Court is one. What are the other two?
The other two, I'm not real. I got off the call, and I'm actually going to be getting on a call in about 45 minutes with the Sidney Powell's team. But I had to get off the call for another speech last night before they talked about that. And I believe it has something to do with January 6th, not the senators in Georgia for January 5th. It has something to do with January 6th, and that's what Lynn Wood told me. He says. And he said he would explain it later to me, but something to do with that. And then, the third one, I don't even know. So the other two I'm very vague on, but all this evidence, once the public sees this evidence and once the fake news, the mainstream media actually shows the public, because this is going to be world news and anybody that doesn't show it's going to be left behind. All these things that manifested to these huge spikes and these huge anomalies, these huge mathematical things that are 100% impossible. And we show, here's how this one happened, here's how this one happened, here's how this one happened. Even everyone on the left, everyone in our country is going to go, wow, this can never happen again. It was we were very blessed that our president got so many votes that on election night at 11:15, it broke the algorithms of these corrupt machines so that they had to stop everything and basically expose themselves. You're exposing yourself like in a poker game and you just got exposed for cheating. And now you're trying to deny it. But, you're going, well, how did you end up with four aces that guy has an ace too, you know?
And correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, but okay, here are witnesses who saw things, irregularities and things that need to be adjudicated. Okay, how did that happen? Why did it happen? Okay, what did that mean? Da, da, da. That's more of a challenge than what the Supreme Court question is, and that is simply that they did something they can't do under the Constitution, and they took it upon themselves to do it. They didn't use their legislature. They did it by fiat, and that, therefore, the result in their state disenfranchises me as a voter. I mean, that's more of a clear-cut case, isn't it?
Right. That's what's before the Supreme Court. The fraud is just think of the fraud as a separate issue. So let's take Georgia. Georgia, what they did there by ordering, that they weren't going to do a signature audit or a signature requirements. They can't do that. And what did that manifest to in Georgia? What that did, it cheated everybody, every other state. You know, this is what Texas is saying. It cheated us all out of, the signature audit. Let's just take that alone in Georgia. The normal, the normal return rate or the normal discredited signature audit or signatures are 6% on any election. That's the average. Okay. So in Georgia, it came back, I believe the president said it was less than 1% in his speech. So if you did that, if you really did it, if Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, and that secretary would order this signature audit, if they'd have done it 2 weeks ago, you know, and even if 4% come back in that are discredited, Donald Trump wins Georgia easy by a landslide, like he did win it anyway. And these are the things, you're right, they're very cut and dry. It's very, you did something you can't do as a governor, as a secretary, as a whatever. It had to be the legislators. And so that's a very easy, and if you're on the Supreme Court, you're not picking our election. You're just saying they did this illegal, and you're pulling it down away from the, away from Biden. And, so then, and then I don't know with that, then I think that gives access then where you can show the fraud that went on in every state, because it's not just witnesses, Scott. I want to let you know, we have one of the machines, or Sydney's team does, these machines, I believe they might have three, they actually proved inside where they did just one flip of one little county in Georgia, and that showed a 26% was pulled from Donald Trump to Biden in that particular test run that they did. And we also have, there's also technology you're going to hear a lot about where they're going to test the paper ballots for like the FBI, like when they test for Inca. If you were going to test for illegal currency, and this is, now they have the forensics.
Is that the, is that the watermark issue? Is that what that is?
I think it's like, it's almost like that movie Catch Me If You Can. They're going to check this thing checks the paper and it checks the ink to see if the same pens were used. It checks all kinds of things, and it's very, you can just run this through at lightning speed, and here's all these ballots that were.
This is the greatest greatest country on the face of the earth, and this is how an election is run. And they had their pandemic, so they could make it even worse. It's just you can't make it up. But again, to have the machines, to have the Supreme Court, to have all these tracks, I love it. John and Bismarck for Mike Lindell. Go ahead, John.
Yes, thank you, Mike, for giving us the lowdown on that. I wish to bring up a fact that I knew in all my life, is that the Moshe Tung came out and said that he's going to sell the United States a rope to hang itself. It made me start to think about some of the stuff that goes out on the air, which would I consider propaganda. And the question is, are radio stations bought? They are bought. And probably the Chinese own them. Might they bought the meat markets?
If it's a license, if it's a U.S. license, it can't be foreign owned. So I can't speak for, like, I don't know, actually, on networks and cable and stuff like that. What about his point, though, Mike, of talking about, you know, the famous comment from Moshe Tung that we'll give the U.S. the rope to hang itself? I mean, do you think about things like this at times like this?
Well, I did find out yesterday there was, I don't know, I heard hundreds of million dollars spent on radio for advertising it, you know, and I didn't realize how much money they actually spent on radio, but I absolutely believe that. I believe right now this whole takeover, the whole world, you know, I've talked to other countries this last couple weeks, and every one of them wants Donald Trump to be our president. The world, not just our country, but the world hangs in the balance. And there's three countries at least that don't want that. And obviously China's number one, and Iran and Russia. And it's just, this is a takeover. This is a takeover of our country. I absolutely believe that. And it's going to, but we're so blessed that it was caught. And it was caught that because of so many votes that have broke the algorithm. So now we can get this fixed for our generation going forward.
Short break, back with our remaining minutes with the one and only Mike Lindell. We're going to talk about those robes, too. Wow. After this on What's On Your Mind.
Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces. We've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas,
We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gets results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Our friends at PetroServe USA are serving up a great lunch today. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. There's great food at all their locations, from the fantastic chicken to the 4-for-4 special, the pizza, the two cookies, the 20-ounce drink, four items, $4. The caramel rolls are a personal favorite of mine. Yeah, perfected up there at Valley Dairy in Grand Forks. They're really good. Today in Valley City, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. Two Sloppy Joes and chips at Harwood. Pulled pork sandwiches at the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. And Yulin, meatballs today. All right, head for Yulin, 12th Avenue, North Fargo. And I-29 pulled pork sandwiches. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. A few minutes left with the man, the myth, the legend, Mike Lindell, who's headed to Pennsylvania to give a speech here shortly. A couple more minutes with Mike to catch up on what's happening. Julie in Barnesville has a question for you. Mike, Julie, go ahead. You're up.
Hey, I was wondering, Mike, if you know of anything that's going on with the lawsuit or if they're doing any kind of a lawsuit as far as the Ilhan Omar deal.
I don't know about that. I haven't been in my Minnesota for probably 2 or 3 weeks now, so I'm not sure about that. I think, basically the answer is I don't know. It's funny because in Minnesota, we vote 45 days early, and the earliest of any state, and that should be gone away with too when we get through this, because they just started their corruption early. So I believe we won Minnesota too, and I believe that it was almost 300,000 votes were taken in Minnesota in one way or another.
Another listener wants us to, this happened before you were on the program, but somebody said, read Joshua 7:7. So we passed that on to the audience, and somebody said, well, read it on the air. So we did. And now somebody's saying, read it to Mike. See what he gleans from this. Joshua 7:7. O Lord God, why did you ever bring this people across the Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to be destroyed? If only we had been content to stay on the other side of the Jordan. What's that telling us from the good book?
I don't know, but it should be. It's the same thing. Why did we get these? Why did they come to Minnesota? You know, it's just really sad that during this pandemic they actually put things on the buildings in Minneapolis for the mosque and put that out, and we as Christians who couldn't open and Jewish couldn't open our churches and stuff. I mean, it's just what do you think it means out there, Scott?
I'm soaking it in. I'm trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together, just like you. I love it. We need to tell folks
that I do know this is everyone's asking themselves, why is this stuff going on? Why would God let this happen right now with the situation we're in? But I will tell you this, God knows what he's doing. We can always look back on things and say, why did that happen? And then in the future, you look back and go, wow, I get it now. I understand. Well, I will say this on election night, if everyone in this country hadn't voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump, they only expected maybe 70 million votes. So they only put in the algorithms to cheat that much. And that's why you had all the fake polls ahead of time. Well, if we hadn't all gotten out and got behind our great president and broke those algorithms, because it would have, Biden would have won. We would have never known about the cheating, and he would have also won the two senators in Georgia, because they had this whole thing planned for years. And right now, what a blessing that we're in the times to change everything here and become out of this with the greatest revival in history. You know, this is waking everybody up, going, you know, you don't just go to church on Sunday and pray. We have to get out there, and we have to be part of the great revival and bring people to Jesus. And our country was one nation under God. Our schools, everything, for decades now, they've been pulling God out of the schools. We have to stand up this time and not be afraid, not live in fear. You just have fear of the Lord. You don't need to have fear of man. I get attacked all the time. It's no big deal. As a businessman, I'm the busiest we've ever been in history. And I'm standing firm in my faith and firm in what I 100% believe in. And that's our president. And that's, whatever God's will takes us down this, we all just got to have faith that God knows what he's doing.
Very well said. Two quick things before you go. One, the Jericho event, that along with the other things descending on Washington, D.C. What is the Jericho event?
That one is, it came to me. I helped sponsor both events. There's actually three there. There might be some other little ones I don't know about. And the Jericho event, you're going to go around the Capitol at 9:30 in the morning, probably about close to 1 million people, 7 times. And that gets back to the National Mall, and then the prayer things start. I'm going to lead it off. We have, like, General Flynn, all these different speakers and prayers, and Rabbi Kurt Landry, just so many different speakers there. And then at noon, the other rally starts at Freedom Hall, and I will be getting a vehicle from there to get over to there. And then speaking at that one. But together, then we all go to the Supreme Court around 2:00, 2:30. And You know, I was there for the last one a few weeks ago, and there was upwards of 1 million people, and this one we expect about 2.5 million, 2.3.
My gosh. Mike, we really appreciate everything you're doing. And by the way, Christmas gift giving can be a hassle. It can be a strain. It doesn't need to be if you go to MyPillow.com. And those new robes, you crushed it. You did it all over again. Unbelievable. That and other great deals right now. Just remember to use the promo code Scott. Safe travels, my friend, and we'll talk again soon. Keep up the great work. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. God bless you.
That's Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, you know, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, you know, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.